Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about where to put our money for the long haul. Today, we're diving deep into Intuit, ticker Intu, the company behind TurboTax, QuickBooks, and Credit Karma that's been making waves in financial software. Intuit has delivered consistent revenue growth over the years, hitting $18.8 billion in fiscal 2025, but the stock has taken a massive hit recently, down nearly 58% over the past year amid broader market pressures and some specific concerns. At its core, Intuit serves consumers, small businesses, and accounting pros with tools that simplify taxes, bookkeeping, and payments. The company runs through segments like Global Business Solutions, which brings in the lion's share at over $11 billion last year, the consumer segment including TurboTax at $4.87 billion, Credit Karma at $2.26 billion, and a smaller professional tax piece. CEO Sasan Goodarzi has steered the ship since 2019, focusing on an AI-powered ecosystem that connects these products into one seamless experience for users. Breaking down the revenue, Global Business Solutions continues to drive the bulk of growth through QuickBooks and related enterprise tools, while the consumer side benefits from TurboTax Live assisted filings that are seeing double-digit gains even as pure DIY faces some headwinds. Credit Karma adds a fintech angle with personalized financial insights that cross-sell nicely into Intuit's other offerings. On the earnings front, fiscal 2025 showed solid expansion with net income reaching $3.87 billion and EPS at 13.82, up nicely from the prior year. Margins stayed healthy, with gross profit margins around 81%, and the company generated strong free cash flow of over $6 billion, giving it plenty of flexibility. Management has highlighted how AI initiatives are accelerating product innovation, particularly in TurboTax Live and the Enterprise Suite, helping offset any softness in basic DIY tax prep. The outlook remains constructive as they push deeper into small business automation and personalized financial advice. Looking at the balance sheet, Intuit holds a comfortable current ratio above 1.4 and manageable debt levels with debt to equity around 0.33. Return on equity came in at 23%, showing efficient use of capital, while free cash flow yield sits near 8.5%, which supports both dividends and buybacks. Valuation-wise, the stock trades at a forward PE around 20 times with a PEG that looks reasonable given the growth profile, though the trailing price-to-sales multiple near 4.3 reflects the premium the market still assigns to its platform moat. Compared to peers and software applications, it doesn't screen as wildly expensive after the recent pullback. Strengths include robust top-line growth and AI-driven product stickiness that keeps users in the ecosystem. Weaknesses center on exposure to seasonal tax cycles and recent legal scrutiny around pricing communications. Opportunities lie in expanding AI features across small business tools and international markets, while threats include potential regulatory moves on fintech data practices and competition from other platforms. The performance chart tells a clear story of underperformance lately, with the stock lagging the broader tech sector over the past 6 to 12 months, amid rotation out of high-valuation names and specific downgrade pressure. Short-term moves could stay choppy, but the 5-year return still shows the long-term compounding power of its business model. For intrinsic value, running a discounted cash flow with conservative 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth points to a base value in the low 240s, though alternative models incorporating higher growth assumptions from AI tailwinds push the fair value higher into the 600-plus range depending on execution. Current trading levels appear to embed a meaningful discount to optimistic scenarios, suggesting the market is pricing in more caution around near-term tax segment softness than the underlying cash flow trajectory might justify over a 5-year horizon. Overall, Intuit remains a high-quality compounder in the financial software space with real AI optionality, but investors should watch how those legal overhangs resolve and whether growth reaccelerates in the core segments. If you're thinking long-term, the recent weakness could offer an entry point worth monitoring closely. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll catch you in the next one.